Hi everyone, this is Rabbi David Towel. Hope everyone is enjoying their vacation. A few words of Divrei Torah about Perashat Beshalach. Perashat Beshalach centers around the story of Kiryat Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, where Para'o and his army chase after Am Yisrael. They trap them by the sea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs perhaps the greatest miracle in recorded history, where he splits the sea, Am Yisrael, pass through it on dry land. Eventually, the Mitzrayim go through and they are drowned in the Yamsuf, and the completion of the process of Yitziat Mitzrayim happens in front of our eyes. One milat manha, one key word or phrase that we see throughout Perashat Beshalach is the concept of sus verochevo rama bayam, that Hashem drowned the horses and chariots of the Egyptians in the Yamsuf. If you look even from the beginning of the parasha throughout, the concept of Paro's chariots and his army and his horses is constantly spoken about in the text of the Torah. The Torah tells us how many chariots, 600 rechev bahur, 600 chariots of the newest kind, of the most choicest kind. Kol sus rechev paro uparashav vehailo, all of the horses and chariots and all of the army of Paro. The military power of Mitzrayim is on display here in the text and is constantly being emphasized by the Torah. In the song of the Jewish people, they constantly praise God for waging war for them and for drowning these chariots and horses in the Yamsuf. And the question is, what is the Torah's obsession with the chariots and military of Mitzrayim? Why does the Torah go out of its way so many times to emphasize how many, and that Hashem drowned them, and their fact that their wheels got caught in the mud and they were stuck? What is it about the chariots that the Torah is trying to send a message? If we fast forward to Perashat Shofetim in Sefer Devarim, I think we get a little bit of insight into what the Torah is trying to teach us here. The Torah tells us the laws of a Jewish king. One of the laws of a Jewish king is that he is forbidden to take the nation back to Mitzrayim, but it is not just to take them back to Mitzrayim for visiting or touring or vacation. The Isur is to take them back to Mitzrayim lema'an harbot sus, in order to purchase or to build a horse military. What the Torah is teaching us is that one of the things that Egypt was known for, perhaps its greatest strength and what made it the most famous empire at that time, was its military power, the fact that it had sus verochevo. If we modernized it, they were the first to develop the tank or a certain kind of plane or missile. Egypt, Mitzrayim, had military capabilities that other countries can only dream of. Their sus verochevo, their horses and chariots, were legend, and anybody who came under the power of Mitzrayim knew that there was no way they could challenge them militarily with their army, with sus verochevo, the kind of power that they displayed with their chariots and horses. And so, what the Torah is trying to emphasize is, don't think about how their military power was so great. The Torah is telling the Jewish king, you don't need to go back to Mitzrayim to purchase horses and to grow your army to such great heights. You have something much more powerful behind you that will allow you to win any military battle that you should wage, and that is, you have the protection of Hashem. The Torah does not want the king to build a very, very powerful army. That would show a lack of faith in Hashem. He does not want him to go back to Mitzrayim to purchase horses because he thinks that is what's going to help him to protect his people and to win any battle that he might wage against their enemies. It is the protection of Hashem, the divine providence that the Jewish people have, the fact that the king supports Torah and teaches Torah and leads a moral society is what will get Hashem to back them. There are so many stories in the Tanakh that you can look at which talk about how they did not want the highest amount of military power when they waged war. One battle that comes to mind is the battle of Gideon, where Gideon slowly but surely has a large army and continuously knocks down the number of troops to the point where he's fighting an entire army with just 300 plus troops. And he wins the war because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providence and his protection. And the Torah is emphasizing it here as well. In Mitzrayim, with the 10 plagues, Hashem hit to every one of the gods of the Egyptians, debilitating them in their faith, causing them to lose all kinds of belief in their gods. But there was one thing that Hashem had yet to destroy, and that was the military of the Egyptians. And perhaps this was the strongest thing that they believed in. When all else fails, when their gods could not protect them, they believed in their own strength, and they believed that their own strength would bring the Jewish people back, and they would be able to get them back as their slaves. But it was not to be, because Hashem showed the world and showed the Mitzrayim, and most importantly showed Bnei Israel themselves, that it is not by the power of your might, by your hand, by your military, that you're able to be strong, that you're able to win. It is simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting you, Hashem is with you. As the Pasuk says, Lo behayil velo bekoach, it's not with war, it's not with troops, it's not with your strength. Ki'im biruhi amar Hashem, it is with the spirit and the Torah and the morality that we display that Hashem is with us. We say every day in our tefillot, these do it with the chariots, these do it with the horses. But it is us that with the name of God that we are able to mention that we are successful, that we are able to have strength, that we're able to continue and be successful in any of our endeavors. And so, coming back to our original question, why the Torah emphasizes Sus v'rochevo rama bayam, to teach us that this was the final destruction of perhaps the most powerful and most believed thing in the entire world at that time. Nobody thought that the military of the Egyptians could be destroyed, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them otherwise. He showed Am Yisrael that they only need to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be successful. This message ends up serving them well, because not too far after Kiryat Yamsuf, they wage war with Amalek at the end of Parashat Bishalach. And there we don't see that the Jewish people complain to God. They do not believe that God has abandoned them. They are very much in tune with faith in Hashem. They watch the hands of Moshe raised as they fight and wage war with Amalek, because they know that when it comes to military prowess, when it comes to fighting and protection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be with them as long as they follow His word and they believe and trust in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Have a wonderful vacation. Make sure to keep Hashem on your minds. Trust that He is always with you. Trust that He will take care of you, but that trust is also based on our actions, keeping up with Hashem, studying Torah daily, praying to Hashem. Hashem will not serve us and will not, He never serves us, but He will not take care of us or not stand, you know, just stick out His neck for us if we don't bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our midst. Have a wonderful day.